Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 6, day 3 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ephesians 6, 10 through 13. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. If you have any questions or comments about the podcast, the 10-Week Bible Study in general, I'd love to hear from you. You can send an email to me at darrenhibbs.com or click the show notes and description to find all of my contact information. With that, let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you and fascinate us with your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. With that, let's jump into God's Word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ephesians 6, starting in verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I'm going to pause right there. This is where Paul is transitioning from giving very concrete advice to giving very figurative advice. And this whole armor of God thing, as we get into it tomorrow, we're going to see that it's all figurative, but it has great meaning. And again, I think this is very different from the way that Paul normally talks in his epistles, in his letters. But this is one of the favorite passages that Paul ever wrote. The imagery, the picture that Paul is going to paint here of this soldier with this full armor of God and everything, all of the equipment that one would need to go into battle, the picture of that, it resonates with so many people throughout so much of the last 2,000 years throughout history. People love to envision this, and it is a beautiful word picture that Paul is going to paint for us here. But the thing that I love about what Paul says here is in verse 12. He says, we need to do this because our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and the powers and the authorities of this dark world. Basically, he's saying that our struggle here, we need to put on this armor, not because we're going into physical war with anybody, but because our struggle is in a spiritual sense. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting things that we can't actually see. They're real. They're there, but we can't actually see them. And the reason Paul has to remind us of this, I mean, most Christians would say, yes, there's demons and there's all of this kind of spiritual forces going on. And there's attacks and things like that. But the conflicts that we're in, the difficulties that we face, the challenges that we go through, the reason this is so good that Paul is reminding us of this is because it always feels like our conflict is with people. In fact, it only ever feels like our conflict is with people. It never feels like our conflict is with some ethereal, unseen realm of demons and principalities and things like that. It's people. We get into conflict with people, and people cause us trouble, and people hurt us, and people abuse us, and all of those kinds of things. And Paul is saying, look, that's what we see. That's the reality that we know. But in truth, that's not the full picture of what's going on. Yes, there are people involved, but our struggle, our real struggle, is not with them. It's with the stuff that we can't see behind the scenes. It's the demons within those people. It's the demonic principalities over areas and regions. And I don't fully understand how that happens, but I know biblically that it's true, that it's real. And Paul is saying it's those things that we can't see. And I'm not big into getting into like, well, we're going to cast out this principality over this area and this thing over here. Like, I don't even know that you can know what's going on. I mean, it's unseen. You can't know what's going on in those kind of things without very specific revelation from the Lord. I think it's presumptuous to go trying to chase down principalities and things like that over all sorts of regions and places. I mean, unless you've got some very clear revelation, like from an angel kind of level of revelation about what to do about those kinds of things, I don't think it's worth chasing those things down. But what I do think is worthy here is not trying to go on the offense. Paul never talks about going on the offense when we put on all of the full armor of God. We're talking about being able to stand against the enemy, to hold our ground and not to like go into battle with the enemy. I fully believe we need to leave that to the Lord and his angels to fight those battles, but we need to put on this armor that Paul is talking about here to defend ourselves from the onslaught, to hold our ground. What Paul is going to say here at the end of this passage we're reading today is that we need to stand. We have to stand. We're not like rushing into battle to go and take down, you know, demons and things like that. Even in the book of Jude, there has always been this tendency for Christians to try and, you know, stomp on the devil's head and take this ground and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of time that ground isn't really ours to take. We see in the book of Daniel that, you know, Daniel's fasting and this angel was held up for 21 days by these unseen principalities, these demonic forces that are over regions. Daniel had nothing to do with that. Daniel was just fasting and praying. And eventually, after 21 days, Michael the archangel comes and relieves this messenger angel who is held up by these principality demons. Again, I don't understand how that works. That is so strange to me. I can't see that. But it's going on behind the scenes. And so there's always been this tendency for Christians to want to, you know, chase after the devil and stomp on the devil's head. And that's been a tendency since day one. In the book of Jude, he even deals with that notion of wanting to chase down the devil and all this kind of stuff and war with the devil. And he said, he quotes from rabbinic tradition, rabbinic literature, the Talmud. What Jude quotes is not in the actual Old Testament anywhere. It again is in rabbinic tradition, but he says, you know, when Michael was arguing with Satan over what to do about the body of Moses, he said all he would say to him is the Lord rebuke you. He wouldn't say, you know, curse you, Satan, and you know, get out of here. And all this. He's like, the Lord rebuke you. That's all he has. And again, when we put on this full armor, we're not trying to chase down demons and go, you know, kind of when you go bird hunting, you take the dog with you and he scares the birds out of the bushes and they fly off. We're not taking our dog to go try and flush demons out of bushes. That's not our job. Conflict will find us. When we are obeying the Lord, when we are, as Paul says here at the end of this book, when we are preaching the gospel, when we are walking this out with the conviction and the clarity and the boldness that we should, trouble will find us. It really will find us. We don't have to go looking for demons. There's demons and people all around us, and there's all around us. So what we need to do is not go chasing after them. We need to put on this armor so that we, you and I, can stand. Verse 13, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. That's what Paul is interested in us doing. Not in going and taking the fight to the enemy. I mean, if you feel so confident the Lord has spoken to you that you have to do that, I'm not going to tell you not to do that. But if you don't have some kind of, I mean, incredibly clear revelation, don't do that. Don't do that. You're fighting against something that you can't see with weapons that you don't possess of your own in a battlefield that you don't have any control over. Don't do that. Do not do that. Put on this armor and stand. Stand your ground. When the enemy comes against you, and he will come against you, that is when the Lord calls us to stand against the enemy. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.